The question was asked, is it legitimate for a person to say, I want to be a vegetarian, I can't stand the thought of eating meat, I have mercy on those poor cows, so I'm not going to eat meat. So let me tell you a secret. From about the age of, I don't know when, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't know, for over a decade, I didn't eat meat. I was a vegetarian, and I had a very hard time seeing other people eat meat for many years. And it stemmed from a good place. It stemmed from a place that I felt bad for the animals. Okay. So now that's intro. So I understand where you're coming from. Okay, that has nothing to do with Torah. It has to do with my history. Now let's shift to the Torah. Does the Torah obligate me to slaughter an animal? No. Does the Torah obligate me to eat meat? Generally, in our day and age, not. So people would always ask me, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, you won't eat meat? I said, I'll worry about that when it happens. You know, I'll have a mitzvah to eat meat because there's a Beis HaMikdash. So fine, I'll eat meat then, you know. I'll worry about that then. Who knows what it'll be when the Beis HaMikdash will come? Do I know? Do you know? Do we know if the sacrifices then will be the same as now? Who knows what'll be then? So that doesn't concern me now. Okay. So if a person is uncomfortable eating meat, for whatever reason, he doesn't have to eat meat. Torah says we're supposed to enjoy Shabbos, but I don't like eating meat on Shabbos. I grew up eating dairy on Shabbos. I like dairy on Shabbos. So I'm allowed to eat dairy on Shabbos. Now you'll ask me, educationally, is it a good thing for my kids? Probably not. It's probably good for my kids to have a traditional home and eat meat on Shabbos like everyone else does and enjoy the traditional chicken soup that's very nice. Okay. But what happens when I'm alone for Shabbos? I'm traveling. I have my dairy Shabbos. Leave me alone. That's my own egg Shabbos. I enjoy eating a dairy Shabbos. For my kids, let them grow up like everyone else grows up, fine. But you'll ask me, wait, why don't you like meat? Because I don't like meat. Leave me alone. I don't have to justify why I don't like meat.
You still feel that way?
What?
You still feel that way?
Okay, that's a different question. But let's leave that for now, Mr. Veterinarian. Let's leave the meat on the side for now. Okay, so now there's a totally different question. The question is, what's the Torah's take on it? How should I look at animals? So the Torah's take is that there is a difference between an animal and a human being. On the one hand, we have a mitzvah not to pain the animals. We have a mitzvah not to pain them unnecessarily. But I'm allowed to eat meat. And there are even times where it's a mitzvah to eat meat, right? On, when there were korbanos, there was a mitzvah to eat meat. So wait a second. When Avram slaughtered the meat to feed his guests, non-Jews, Jews, all non-Jews, right? Was he a cruel person? No. So if I stand here and I say, I'm a better person than Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu slaughtered meat and I don't, that's probably wrong of me. Avram Avinu was a very good person. So then comes a different question. Wait, why was Avram such a kind person and yet he slaughtered meat? So the Torah teaches me a perspective. The Torah says, Hashem, who created the human kingdom and the animal kingdom, is telling you that humans are not more sophisticated animals. We're a species unto ourselves. And Hashem, who created the animal, says, I created this animal to serve you. You could use the animal for its wool. You could use the animal for its hide. You could use the animal for its meat. You're allowed to. So it's not because I see a difference, because I see human beings who might be less than animals. I don't eat them. There are human beings who are very cruel. If we could capture the Prime Minister of North Korea, would we all make a mangal? Would we roast him and eat him alive or dead or whatever? No. Even though you ask me, the cow that I'm eating has never inflicted the harm that he's inflicted. So it's not a question of deserving life and not deserving life. It's an issue of there are kingdoms. There's the human kingdom and the animal kingdom. And as Rambam writes, no one should say that we don't eat human beings because they don't chew their cud and have split hoofs. It's not that the human being is a non-kosher animal. No, the human being is a species unto itself. So the Torah gives me a perspective. With the Torah perspective, I understand that Hashem said, I animals are different. They're not human. Just as you understand vegetables are different, well, animals are also different. Ah, the animal has life and its blood and its heart. So the Torah says, right, don't eat the blood. Don't eat the animal while it's alive. But you may eat the animal when it's dead. So if our question is, what's the Torah's perspective? So the Torah taught me, animals are here to serve me. I'm allowed to use their flesh. I'm allowed to use their hides. There's a system I'm supposed to use when I want to access the animal. I have to be careful not to torture an animal. I have to care for the animal. The Torah says, before you eat your meal, feed your animals. Don't leave them hungry. On Shabbos, if an animal is suffering because it has too much milk, you make sure to get that milk out. So the Torah gives me systems to ensure that I am considerate of the animals. And even so, the Torah says, you're allowed to kill an animal if it's going to serve you. So if you want to eat the meat, you're allowed to. So if I say, look, I don't like the idea of eating something that used to walk here. This Flossie, the cow, was my best friend growing up. I'm not going to sit here and eat its meat. Fine. It's not Flossie the cow, but it's her relatives. It's all the other cows out there. I have a hard time eating cows. Okay, every person's entitled to their feelings. You can't tell a person, don't feel that way. You want to tell me philosophically, look, animals, humans, they're the same kingdom. We're just a more sophisticated animal. You shouldn't, don't go eating the animals. Then I'll say, look, you can have your philosophy, but that's not the approach the Torah taught me. The Torah taught me that animals are not the same kingdom as the human. If I don't eat animals because I prefer not to pain them, okay, I can say that. The Torah permitted it, and so I'm allowed to eat it. I can also say, I don't want to. But there's no mitzvah for me to go slaughtering cows. I don't have to run around killing cows or chickens or whatever. Again, there's a difference as to why I'm doing it. But even if a person will walk in and say, I don't want to hurt the cow, so I'm not eating. So, okay, you can do what you want. If a person says, no, the Torah is cruel because the Torah allows you to eat cows. And I am kinder than the Torah, then we'd say, I'm sorry. You can feel you're a kind person by not eating cows, but I feel that the Torah knew better than me what's considered kind and not kind. That's the line. But when people sometimes take it a step further and say, you're not entitled to not eat meat because you think you're a kind person. Who said? Again, the question here is, where do I put the line? If I stand here and say, Avram Avinu, what a cruel person, he ate meat. So then I'm wrong. Avram was a kind person. When I take a personal philosophy and then I want to apply it to the whole Torah and then misread the Torah, that's where it becomes wrong. But so long as I'm not judging the Torah and I'm not judging Avraham Avinu, I'm leading my own personal life, and in my personal life I find it hard to eat the chicken that was playing in my yard. I grew up with Flossie the cow. I don't want to eat Flossie the cow. I'm entitled. You know, a close relative of mine told me that every Shabbos he had the same trauma. All week long, they'd have the fish in the bath with them. They'd play with the fish. They'd sing with the fish. They'd buy the fish on Sunday. The fish would swim with them in the bath. Comes Thursday afternoon, Mama would come and take the fish out of the bath. One whack over the head, slit it open, skin it, and prepared for Shabbos. Now, he was supposed to eat the fish that was his playmate all week long. He said every Shabbos he had the same trauma.
Scares the hell out of the fish. I'm sorry, but like, has anyone ever occurred to them?
No, Gilad.
Again,
no,
Gilad, if you don't want to eat the fish, that's legitimate. I'm saying, where's the line? I mean, when I'm judgmental of the Torah, then I say, okay, maybe I have to learn more. The Torah didn't give me that perspective. If I, in my personal life, don't want to eat fish, I don't want to eat chicken, I don't want to eat meat, fine, go on, enjoy what you do enjoy.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'm saying people take it a step further. They say, you're not entitled to feel that way. Leave the person alone. He wants to feel that way, he can feel that way. Again, I shouldn't judge the Torah. The Torah, it could be that a person has to grow in their appreciation of Torah and Torah values, and a person can say, I have a hard time with it. I understand the Torah taught differently. Fine, I'm not there yet. That's legitimate. A person can say, you know, I'm not there. I to my mind, it's hard to think that I'm eating the meat. So people tell you all kinds of arguments. They say, you see, the Torah was most considerate of the cow, that's why the Torah told you to slaughter it. Says Rambam, that's wrong. The Rambam says if the Torah's thought was, I want you to be considerate of the cow, then the Torah should have told us all to be vegetarians. And the Torah did not say that. And that's why I didn't go that route. I know there are people who like to go that route. There are people who like to say, don't worry, this is the cow doesn't feel. No, if I really care for what the cow is feeling, then I won't eat the cow. What I'm saying is, the Torah taught me a system. The Torah told me I'm entitled to eat it, and there's nothing wrong with my eating it. And so I can be the perfect kind person who eats meat, and there's nothing wrong with me. I will mention that Rav Kook has a whole essay about vegetarianism, and Rav Tzadok HaKohen speaks about how the world will evolve to a better place where we will be vegetarians. Rav Tzadok HaKohen does describe it in his works as a not such a positive thing that we eat meat. So when people say you're going against Torah philosophy if you think you shouldn't eat meat, it's not so obvious. It's not so simple to say that. Again, is it legitimate that people eat meat? Yes. Should I be looking at those people and say, look at how cruel you are? I had on the plane next to me a year or two ago a young lady who brought her pet dog with her. I didn't know they allow that on planes, but it's an emotional dog, right? She had this medical letter, emotional dog. So people were very scared, me included, to have this dog. Like, do I know if he bites or not? And I could hear her, before the plane took off, speaking on her cell phone. She didn't think I understood the language, very cruelly about everyone around her, right? It's so funny to see how this guy's scared and he's asking to get his seat changed. And they think I give all kinds of blasphemy just because they're scared or that one's uncomfortable. And I could hear her talking negatively about the stewardess. And if that steward dares tell me a word, you're going to see how I'm going to embarrass him in front of the whole plane. And I'm sitting there for 15 minutes listening to this person speak so cruelly about all the human beings on the plane. So she was talking in one language and she thought I only understood the other language I was talking, whichever one it was. Fine, the plane takes off. Halfway through the flight, she sees I get meat on my plate. So she says, I hope you're not going to eat that. So I said, what's the problem? So she says, you know what they do to those poor animals before you eat them? And then I get this whole speech about how we have to be kind to animals. And I'm thinking back, this person was willing to embarrass people publicly. This person didn't care that grown men were scared to sit and had to switch seats. This person, all the human beings on the plane didn't matter. But if I eat a piece of meat, that does matter. And I didn't say a word. I was nice to her. She even wrote down to me a website I should see about the cruelty to animals. And I just respected that and moved on with my life. I didn't sit and argue with her. But it was a shocker to me. Excuse me, lady, you have all this care for the poor animals. What about all the human beings you didn't care to insult and pain the whole first half hour of this flight? Me included. Like, you know, I didn't switch because I figured someone else will end up here uncomfortable and whatever.
Why wouldn't you have educated her?
Because people have to be open to get educated. When people have their thing, usually
I'm sure a good, you know, 5-second speech might, you know, open her eye a little bit.
If you'll get to sit next to her on the next flight, you'll do it. I didn't know how to do it well.
No, but I mean, like...
We're all limited. Know, this was my limitation. One of mine.
Well, I don't know what language was.
He was still scared that she'd set the dog on it.
Okay, and then I tell her that technically, now I have the right to put that dog down. That dog doesn't.
Fine. I'm just coming back to vegetarianism.
Very often people get attacked for being someone, vegetarians. Like, okay,
that's not fair. And I also think that a person has to be honest with themselves. When a person starts learning the Torah values, sometimes a person feels like, that doesn't resonate with me. If I were writing the Torah, I would write differently. It's legitimate that a person says, I read it, I respect it, and it doesn't resonate with me. I'll learn some more. We'll see where I get to. It's not... I remember years being attacked at all kinds of Shabbos tables when I was a vegetarian, and it did nothing for me. It didn't bring me one step closer to keeping Torah and mitzvos, and all it made me feel like is these people aren't thinking. They're just saying things. I think that a person should not have to undergo what many vegetarians undergo, which is all kinds of attacks from people in the name of Torah. Leave me alone. I understand the Torah said it's legitimate. I'm not coming to argue with the Torah or say I'm better than the Torah. It's legitimate for a person to say I'm uncomfortable with it. It's legitimate. And a person doesn't have to suffer all the arguments that people tell him. And I've heard a lot over the years. fine. A person is uncomfortable with it. A person understands the Torah taught us a certain system. I respect the Torah system. If a person is still uncomfortable with it, fine. We move on. We grow. It could be over the years, a person will revisit the question and see it differently. And it could be they won't. I know people say what you said earlier. There's a line and you shouldn't cross it. The only line I can see is, am I going to delegitimize the values of the Torah or the giants of the Torah or not? If I don't delegitimize them, the fact that a person himself has a sensitivity and a person feels better a certain way, we should respect that person and let them lead their lives the way they want. That's my understanding.